Hello, you're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, Monocle's Bill Luthi trades the London Park for the London Lido. Here he is with this week's Tall Story.
A few weeks ago, the UK had a heat wave. Soaring temperatures of, wait for it, 32.4 degrees Celsius. That's 90 in old money. Sent the country spiralling out of control. Parks turned from green to slightly off-green. Sales of shorts almost doubled when people realised they only had one pair and it was probably time for another. Some left for a full day at work without taking a jumper, just in case. They even relaxed the dress code at Royal Ascot Racecourse. It was bedlam. In London, barbecues came out, parks, squares, alfresco cafes, pubs with a bench outside were bursting at the seams, as were London's Lidos. The capital boasts almost 20 outdoor swimming pools, mostly built around the 1930s during the Lido boom, when holidaying abroad was far too expensive for the average Brit. As air travel became cheaper and more headed overseas, many of the Lidos closed or fell into disrepair. However, a small and fiercely loyal community of Lido users knew that these were far too valuable to let fall into the hands of soulless developers, those who have claimed so many other landmarks around the city, and whipped up the support to maintain, redevelop, and reopen the pools to their former glory. Fancy a swim? Let's take a tour. My local, and like football teams, therefore my favourite, is Parliament Hill Lido at the edge of Hampstead Heath. This 60-metre pool is surrounded by a Grade 2 listed Art Deco building and has a great cafe and basic changing rooms. Parliament Hill Lido is unique in the UK as it's lined completely in stainless steel. It gives the water a distinct shimmer and makes it almost impossible to walk at the shallow end. Heading south, Brockwell Lido in Lambeth also boasts a Grade 2 listing, but also has a gym and jacuzzi, although they do cost extra, and a really nice cafe. Both are unheated and open all year round, although water temperatures can drop to around 4 degrees in the winter. Take a wetsuit. If cold water swimming isn't your thing, then head to Hampton Pond in the southwest of London. Right on the edge of Bushey Park and very close to King Henry VIII's Hampton Court Palace, this 36-metre pool is open 365 days a year. I even attended a Christmas Eve night swim last year, glow sticks included, and is heated to an almost uncomfortable 28 degrees. Those in East London can head to London Fields Lido, similarly sized, but Santa doesn't get a dip. Sorry, Santa. The Serpentine Lido, in inverted commas, is a small section of the Serpentine Lake in Hyde Park and is home to the Serpentine Swimming Club, the oldest in Britain, famed for their Christmas Day swim, for members only. And finally, Tooting Beck Lido, the behemoth of outdoor swimming. Built by unemployed locals in the 1930s who just kept on digging, this pool is 90 metres long and 30 metres wide, and can hold 1 million gallons of water, making it the largest outdoor freshwater pool in Europe. For the 1.5 minutes a year London reaches a decent and summer-suitable temperature, these Lidos are so busy it's almost impossible to get a space on the concrete next to the pool, never mind jump in to cool off. Hour-long queues and strict one-in, one-outdoor policies mean it's not really even worth trying. For the other 525,598.5 minutes, they are places of tranquility. A few regular heads bobbing up and down, come rain, shine, snow or fog, keeping fit, gathering thoughts, or just enjoying the feeling of floating around in water in the open air. When the clouds return and the temperatures drop back to the low 20s, most Londoners seem to forget about their Lidos. But they've been here a lot longer than most of us have, and long may they remain. And I know it looks cold, but trust me, it's all right once you're in.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Bill Luthi for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.